All right, chapter 42, we have the dimensions concerning the chambers for the priest to be in. And notice that this is in the outer court, the chambers. Brought me forth into the outer court by the way of the north gate, and brought me to the chambers that was over against a separate place, which was before the building toward the north. Notice in 41:12, I believe it is, says, now the building that was before the separate place, the end toward the west. See, now this is the back side that was before the separate place. And we'll look on our sketch 3 at the separate place here. Separated was the H. You see that? It's labeled H on there. Now, in here, we have a place for the priest, and this place is labeled G on our sketch. And this is where the priest would get ready to serve in the holy place and the holies of holies. These are also seen in three stories, verse 3. This word gallery here could be translated a ledge or a offset in the building. This was in three divisions that went one from another. One would be bigger and it kind of tapered as they went up. The word straightened in verse 6 has a thought of narrow or tapered. In other words, they were wider at the bottom than they are at the top. Therefore, they didn't need any pillars as support. They were self-supporting as they were higher. And the wall that was without over against the chambers toward the outer court or the foremost of the chambers, the length thereof was 50 cubits. Now we're talking about what's labeled G on here. And you can pick this up for yourself. From the underside, under these chambers, was the inner on the east, as it goeth unto them from the outer court. So that would be where Q is, would be the entry on the east in the outer court. And the chambers were in the thickness of the wall. It's a double wall there, as you can see on the figure. On the east, over against a separate place, which would be H on there, over against the building. And the way before them was like the appearance of the chamber, which were toward the north, as long as they, and as broad as they. And all their goings out were both according to their fashion and according to their doors. In other words, they were all the same length both ways. And in verse 13, he said unto me, the north chamber and the south chamber, which are before the separate place, they be holy chambers. Now notice what these chambers are called. And over again, the word holy is used in verse 13. These are called holy chambers. Now the purpose of these is where the priest that approached unto the Lord shall eat the most holy thing. Now he would take the sacrifice and be able to eat of the sacrifice in these chambers. And there they laid the most holy thing, and the meat offering, and the sin offering, and the trespass offering, for a place, the place is holy. When the priest entered therein, he shall not go out of the holy place into the outer court, but there they shall lay their garments where they minister, for they are holy. The garments that he goes into this holy place becomes holy, and shall put on other garments, and shall appear to the things which are for the people. In other words, he'd change clothes also in these chambers. When the priest entered therein, he shall go not out of the holy place. Read that, didn't I? He changed his clothes. All right, verse 15. And when he had made an end of measuring the inner house, he brought me forth unto the gate, whose prospect toward the east, and he measured round about. Now that would be the outer gate, now, the one toward the east. And he measured the east gate with a measuring rod, 500 reeds, the measuring rod. He measured the north 500. In other words, we had this outer wall was a perfect square. And he measured the north 500, and he measured round about, measured the south 500 reeds, and he measured the reeds. And he turned about the west side and measured 500 reeds, the measuring reed, and he measured it by the four sides, and it had a wall round about 500 reeds long and 500 reeds broad. And here's the purpose of this outer wall now: to make a separation between the sanctuary and the profane, or the common people. And so the common people would be around and completely out of the outer wall that we see here. And so this is the size of it.